All right then.
All right then.
So much to discuss, as always.
Who knows? I feel like they're planning something.
They're always planning something.
Don't you think it's a little bit convenient, the fact that all that Charles and supposedly Kate apparently got cancer at the same time?
Yes, I have been thinking about that, and as awful as it is.
Supposedly, they're not even. I read a document. I watched a video about a guy that supposedly said that they're not even real. They're basically Rothschild bastards. They're not even really royalty. Supposedly.
Yeah.
And they're just after.
Yeah, that's bad. As awful as it is for anyone to get cancer, which is very awful. The fact that...
Remember, the vaccine was supposed to give a shitload of us cancer. That's one of their ways to depopulate the world. Surprisingly, they must have thought they got the good batch, when supposedly they didn't.
Yeah. It's so sad, because it's not just an invasion of privacy, but it's also a distraction from many of the world's problems that's affecting us, but no one's talking about it, because
they just sanctioned China. That's the most dumbest move that they should have done. They should never sanction China, because I don't think they realize how much shit we get from China. I don't think that's a good move, to sanction a country that you're basically dependent on.
Exactly. What most countries should have done is they should have start making their own exports, their own resources, instead of getting it from other countries.
But they can't. They shipped off all the good. They used to make that stuff, but there were two corporations shipped that all the way off to India and that, and cheap country in Indonesia, because it's cheap, and because because the so-called British people think they're too good for jobs like that, that pay like shit wages.
Yeah.
And realistically, if Britain ever gets to the point where they're giving £20 an hour for fast food, quite honestly, expect those companies to freaking go automate. There has to be a point where literally corporations realize it would be cheaper. We might lose money in the short term, but in the long term, we'll make more money if we just automate. We won't have to deal with the unions. We won't have to deal with excess prices. It's
really devastating.
Yeah. Yes. So what else is there? The free cities.
Yes. DC,
London,
City of London, and the Vatican.
Yes. The three cities that controlled the world. The free city empire.
The global trifecta.
The secret empire nobody talks about.
Yes.
The empire that controls the world.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yes. Hear no evil, see no evil. The people at Disney are really scared about Nelson getting on that board. Nelson Peltz getting on that board. Because I'm going to admit it, I personally believe that Iger, his cronies, have done something so, so bad that quite honestly, it might even launch him in prison.
Yeah.
We both know Hollywood's a money laundering operation, right? And a propaganda arm of the US government. Of the government.
Who doesn't know?
Hollywood's a money laundering operation for the cartels. You think about it. In what other industry, apart from maybe big oil or big pharmaceutical, can you basically get taxed at basically have two forms of write-offs? You can write off, basically you can write off the most of production. Unless you're one of the big Hollywood guys, right? You're never really going to make money from that. Because there's not much, you can't really get paid off it, because none of these big movies actually make money. None of these movies make money at the end of the day. Even the biggest ones in the box office, none of them make money. Even the small ones, like small ones, they don't make, they make, might make a little tiny profit, but not enough to be profitable. So do you think World War III will happen?
Aren't we already in it?
Yes, we are already in it. What do you think World War III will be built on?
Well, I have said it for
Religion?
quite a while.
I would say religion and immigration.
Yeah, you're right. And especially on the religion part, which is very taboo to talk about.
Especially what they're doing, what they're trying to do in Jerusalem. Aren't they trying to sacrifice a red heifer or something like that in Jerusalem, in Israel? And I think they're planning destroying that mo the biggest mosque, but the mosque, but basically, all of that is basically a national treasure to all Muslims. Like, I think that's dumb if you destroy that. Like, that's just freaking asking them to. That's basically just asking for war, a religious war. Who knows? I think America will split into, will be, well, I think a civil war will happen in a lot of countries. All the bigger ones.
Yes.
I don't think Russia's going to break up. I think Russia's pretty solid. I don't think India's going to break up. I think it's the West that suffers in this. I think America breaks in half. I think the right go. I think the right side with Putin, side with Putin in America, and the left they can side with who side with whoever they want. But I think the Republican side, I think the conservative side of Republican America should secede from America, form their own state and union state, and I think they should apply for BRICS membership. Enjoy. I think Texas should be the headquarters of the new republic of America, and I also do believe that they should seek to join BRICS. People don't realize it, but it was Russia that helped America in the Civil War. They hate him for that, but America helped them. No, Russia helped them.
Yeah.
Not to mention, India's not going to break, be not going to betray Russia. Because after what they did, they protected them when literally they stood up for them when they were trying to go for their independence, and basically when Pakistan tried to attack them, and everybody was siding with Pakistan, Russia was only one lone wolf siding with India. In the end, India won, Pakistan lost everything.
Madness.
Yes. How bad's it going to get in this country before it gets better? Or do you think it's already fucked and you can't do anything to fix it?
Well, even before you know what's going to happen at the end of this year, there's no
What
going
you mean the
back.
fate? What you mean? Yeah, you mean when?
When the general election happens and that party takes majority government. Yeah.
You'll think they're even going to get in. You'll think they'd rig it to keep the Conservatives in.
Honestly, I think a lot of people had enough with Conservatives. They want to change, and despite what people think of Labour, they're the most probable chances of taking over
What about
government.
reform? What about reform?
Oh yeah, reform is qu it's on the rise. In fact, it's closing up on the Conservatives as an opposition party.
I'd much rather have reform than Labour. I would rather much have. I don't want to join. I don't want to rejoin the EU. We shouldn't rejoin the EU. That gives the left more power, not in Britain. And Starmer's all. Starmer loves to suck the cock of the EU. Starmer needs to get out. He needs to be kicked out of government. He needs to be kicked out of Labour, and Labour needs to go back into a shell hole. We can't have, if he gets in, we'll have trans rights and trans people that can't even have, will be more fucking fuckwits that can't even, but don't even, can't even understand what a bastard woman is in power, and we don't need that. Who knows?
Yeah.
Wales has already taken over.
Yep.
Wales has been dethroned. Got someone else in them. Someone that's not even British. The thing is, I would much rather have Sunak than have Starmer. Because I don't believe he would represent Britain. Who knows?
It's a lot.
If Starmer gets in, we'll be back in the EU, and that's not a good thing. We distance ourselves from the EU. We need to distance ourselves from Ukraine, and we need to distance ourselves from Israel. We need to take a stance of defending our borders, and we need to take a stance of being an isolationist. We need to stay to ourselves, don't get involved in anybody else's war, leave them to themselves, put up good defense, right? Keep ourselves defended and let the world be themselves. Let the world fuck themselves, go to death, go to war. Will our government do that? No, probably not. They want to join the war and freaking lose money and money launder, but it's our best interest to stay out of wars and literally just let these idiots kill each other over for what? Gold, oil? Do you think there's any chance that America could defeat Russia?
Maybe. But it's pretty close, honestly.
I don't think they could. There's no countries that's taken. There's one country that took St. Petersburg. They took. I don't. Napoleon's been the closest that took the closest. Maybe WW2. Who knows? So what else is there?
Bluebeam.
Project Bluebeam, huh?
Yes.
The project where they make us seem like that Christ is real, that Christ is coming back. They show a false prophet of God. Try and make the masses to start a holy war. Or they play the thing about aliens.
Well, that's one of them.
Yep. And what we class as aliens is literally just a bunch of British, American, maybe Chinese, and German and French bioengineering, where they basically gene editing, where they basically create their own create a new species. Where it takes the cells of a human and the cells of another, what was it, like an ape or something like that. There were people gene editing to make apes look like humans.
Rada rada.
In China or something like that, yeah. So what race controls the world?
In what sense?
Power. Influence. The power to freaking control the world's speech. I would say it's the Jews. The ADL always chirps on about something about freedom of speech and anti-Semitism, but they're the ones being anti-Semitic. Limiting people's speech. They also got rid of Candace Owens. She's no longer part of Daily Wire.
Well, she's a free woman now. She could do whatever.
She can go out and call out the rest of them. I think Daily Wire has proven themselves to be led by a bunch of Zionists. There's an Israeli funded media. So what do you think the future of streaming is? Do you think it's going to go under?
Nope, streaming is certainly going to rise because traditional cable and television we knew as a child is starting to fade away, and everyone's going to start watching movies and shows on streaming services.
Yeah, but are all of them going to be successful, or is there going to be more consolidation?
Well, it depends on the content these streaming services have and what the possibilities are for collaboration.
I personally think that Lionsgate is probably going to get merged with Paramount or Warner Bros.
Yes,
I
I'm
don't
thinking
think
the same thing. It has to happen.
It has to happen. Do you think Paramount will freaking survive, or do you think they'll be taken out?
Honestly, I think Paramount will do just all right. I'm not just saying it because of South Park. I think Paramount Plus has the potential to make content, whether it be, I'm not sure about revivals, but newer content. It can't be as bad as other streaming services, if you know what I mean.
What, Disney Plus?
Well, that's one of them.
Yeah, they can't. They're not going to survive. I think it'll come to the point where Disney, but they're all about wanting to freaking make a sports platform, right? Why not add that content to your fucking streaming service? Why would you freaking create a secondary platform? That's just going to skew and fuck your numbers over.
Sadly, I think it's better to put everything into one and create multiple sections. People can just hop off every now and then.
I think it was a smart idea of Netflix to grab the rights to the WWE to get that content on Netflix.
Yeah, they're going to get quite a definite graphic jump.
I think it was probably smart of Amazon to get the rights to the Premier League, if I'm being honest, on Amazon, on Prime,
oh,
for
yeah.
Prime Video.
Premier League is a steal.
I think if whoever can land the rights to Formula One, man, they're going to...
They're set.
Yeah, they're set. Whoever can land the rights to UFC. That's the thing, Disney and these guys. The thing is, Paramount can't get the right. We'll probably not be able to get the rights to freaking. We'll probably not be able to retain rights to UFC, but they could get UFC matches on Paramount Plus. I might have people that watch Paramount that would watch UFC.
Yeah, all they need is
the
like.
The thing is that the fact that WWE is owned by the same people that own UFC, you can make the case. Why not bundle them together into one deal? You buy WWE, you get UFC. Or if you buy UFC, you get WWE.
Yeah, that's something.
Or you could pay to the... And Netflix is getting into this as well. Netflix is doing a paid promotion with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Like, shit like that is gonna do numbers. I didn't think Netflix would get into the sports world, right? In the sports streaming world, right? Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, Paramount had Bellator. Why would you need to shove the Bellator matches basically on Paramount Plus? Add a, you know what, maybe I pay £5 extra a month in that, and you can get like, or £10 extra a month on your subscription or something like that. Include with your subscription, you get access to all of Bellator's fights. You get access to the latest matches. Stuff like that, but
yes.
So what happened? So which ones do you think's the next ones to merge?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I have not been paying attention to any of that because honestly, whatever happens, things will just remain the same and not.
I think Comcast will survive. Comcast, Netflix, Prime Video, Apple TV, they'll be all right. Lionsgate's probably going to get acquired. If I'm being honest, I think Lionsgate should probably be. I think Paramount should acquire Lionsgate, add all their content, get Hunger Games, all that content.
Oh yeah.
Secure the rights to Peppa Pig, effectively. Well, maybe they don't actually. Does E1 actually own the rights to Peppa Pig, or did they keep those rights?
I wouldn't know honestly, because. It's complicated.
Yes. Yeah. Who knows? Okay. So what do you think about Greg's? Do you think it'll become massive?
Well, I don't think it'll be massive enough to go global, but I do think...
I think they want to expand global. I think it would do well in European countries, but I don't know if it would do well in America.
Yeah, the I think Greg's is kind of niche in terms of food selection and recognition. I'm certain they'll remain a household name in the country. Expanding to Europe is plausible.
I think they would. I think they are planning expanding to Europe. I think, like countries, I think they would do well in. I think they'd probably do well in France. I think they'd probably do well in Germany. Maybe Italy. Most of Europe. The ones I probably don't think it would do well in is maybe some of the Baltics, but who knows? Maybe.
I think there was a chance for Greg to do well in the Baltics, but not as much as the UK would have.
I don't think it'll be. I don't think they'll ever double the amount of do as good sales in what they would do in the UK. But I think there is a path to for global expansion.
Yeah, exactly.
I personally would like to see Krispy Kreme get acquired. Just think it's that freaking cheap, and I think that you can probably get.
So, you know
What?
about the Rothschilds and how they
Yes.
have funded
What?
MLK?
Yes, I do. I heard they funded Martin Luther King. They funded the Civil War. They funded the Civil War. They funded the Napoleonic Wars. They played both sides of the Napoleonic Wars. And effectively, the whole American Civil War, Second Revolution, right? Civil War, right? Between the Republic, between the Whig Party and the freaking Democrats, right? Right. They probably helped fund the Freemason part, the Masonic Party, Jamie. The party that was basically involved with basically limiting the powers of the Freemasons for a freaking half a century until they gained clawed back power. But yeah, they played both sides. Supposedly, they were going to give Canada to one brother and let America be given to another brother. Two brothers were supposedly to take control of two of the countries, Canada and America. Should Canada merge? So what's happening with Canada?
I don't know what's happening with Canada. All I know is they're
They've got a
going downhill.
dictator.
That
They've got a dictator in power. That's more. So what's that image with the meme? But basically, you sent in a meme about Merkel, Hitler, Merkel, and freaking all those guys, right? Are you saying they're blood descendants?
Well, I'm not saying there aren't.
Supposedly, Macron is supposedly a Rothschild bastard, supposedly. So I've heard rumors.
It's making me dizzy to seeing all that.
Alistair Cromley, Barbara Bush, John. Well, I knew Fidel Castro was a descendant of frickin' of Trudeau. Angela Merkel shouldn't. Kinda, I can see the Angela Merkel. Who's Alistair Cromley?
I have no idea.
Was he some type of like left, some type of extremist? Or
Well,
supposedly.
not sure. We can look him up and find out for ourselves.
Will do. Alistair Cromley was an occultist, was an English occultist, philosopher, ceremonial magician, poet, painter, novelist, mountaineer. I'm not gonna lie, this sounds like the demo. Basically, a description of a freaking Gen Zer, like applying for an application form for a freaking job. I kind of like to play. I like to play video games. I like to listen to music. I like to go golfing. I'm sorta a beach coach, but I'm also kind of an artist.
He's so middle ground.
Yeah, he's.
He's all over the place.
He's. Supposedly Shell made 750 million just off rebates. Off of a rebate from the government.
for basically destroying a pipeline. Tom Hayes, first city trader jailed over LIBOR interest rate. Why are they trying to jail traders? What would he do?
What are you reading?
The news. Truth Social is now trending. Truth Social went public.
Oh boy. Share price is going to jump after this.
£66.22. I'm not shareholdering it, by the way, but...
it's wild.
Trump unveils God Bless the USA Bibles for £60. Well, Trump's net worth is supposedly $8 billion.
He's a billionaire, after all, and a businessman.
But they're trying to freaking sue him into oblivion. And it's just so they can stop him from running for office.
I've watched a video somewhere that even if Donald Trump does get jailed, he technically still run for president.
So they're trying to manipulate the public to believe that he can't run for president, even if he does get jailed. He can still run. Don't let them freaking tell you that he can't run. He can run. That's almost like saying, "Oh, you should." It's almost like saying, "Oh, you shouldn't elect this guy, this board." Like with Disney, you shouldn't just re-elect this board, right? A board that's not even a board. It's basically just a bunch of Iger and his mates, his yacht club mate, his golfing mates, basically saying, "Look, are you wanting to freaking? Do you want me to? If you don't freaking sign off on what I say, I'll remove you from this job." That has no authority from the shareholders. Shareholders didn't even vote any of these guys in. Iger instilled these blokes. It's not hit the board. It's not the shareholders' board. It's the freaking board of Bob Iger. He effectively has memorandum. He has full control over that company. Mm-hmm. And yet they're mad. He's mad. He doesn't like the fact that Trian's trying to freaking get someone on the board to shake things up and to make sure he keep him in check. There's nobody holding him accountable that shareholders can use to hold him accountable. And what the sec? I think the biggest shareholder advisory firms has decided to freaking back Peltz. So hopefully we can get him Peltz on the board. Maybe that can freaking keep him in check. And maybe eventually they can sack Bob Iger. What do you know about Tencent?
Well, they're in China, and they're pretty big.
Did you know that they own have a near monopoly on the gaming industry?
Oh yeah, that was my next guess.
They also own WeChat.
Oh yeah, of course they do, because...
Alibaba.
Oh boy.
That company. That's a big company. They don't own Alibaba. It's a separate company, but...
But they do have shares, kind of, by it seems.
Alibaba Group, big company. They have their own supermarket, they have their own logistics.
That reminds me of that Disney Pixar movie, WALL-E. You know, by and large, the company that owns everything.
By and large.
Yes. From WALL-E, the Disney Pixar movie.
Yes. JD.com, a big, massive logistics company.
Wow. They do something else other than selling sports clothing.
What, JD.com?
Yeah, JD.
It's not JD Sports, it's JD.com.
Oh, right, okay. I had no idea.
The Chinese... Yeah, JD Sports... They're supposedly taking on America. They've got they've been slowly but surely acquiring companies in Europe and other companies. What about Rumble?
Yeah, Rumble still has a good chance. They're pretty steady.
especially Rumble Cloud, that man. They're supposedly trying to strike a deal with Warped to get TikTok.
But it's basically not going to happen because ByteDance are like, we are not selling TikTok. We don't see any economical benefit in that.
And tell him, I'm sorry, but we'll kick you out of fucking America. We'll kick you out of fucking Europe.
And ByteDance be like, okay, I don't give a shit. Kick us out. We don't give a damn because you're not as important. You think you are. That's what I would say.
They want to go ahead. I say kick them. Get rid of TikTok. Allow fucking Western domestic players to dominate.
If they can handle the stress after India banned them, they can do the same with the US.
But if you think of it's just, but Jamie, think yes. about it logistically.
Yeah.
If the America bans them, Britain will follow. Then Europe, then Germany, then France. You might be able to take freaking Britain. You might be able to take America. Can you take India? Could you take Russia? I don't think.
Well, yeah, even if the US does ban TikTok, I think it will take a few years for other Western nations to catch on. Yes, US is influential, but they're not just going to convince all the other countries to do the same just because they've done it. Stuff like that takes time. And lots of reasoning. Cause
TikTok is not exactly favourable with Russia. Russia's not exactly fair.
That's a bit of a grey area. Not surprised, but I'm shocked at the same time, or vice versa. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Again, could they really deal with that? The fact is, though, there's tons of companies that I think the West would be willing to take up the frickin' sport. It's a shame that Byte never actually was able to take off.
Byte?
What happened to that?
The Byte social media app?
Yes.
Oh, man. At this point last year, me, Jacob, Shadowmine, and Eric, we had a two-part episode on my podcast discussing this particular question about the history, what went wrong, what could have done better. We went all in detail with this one. So anyway, in short, finances. Hoffman, who was running the whole thing, he wanted to fund this from his own pockets, but it came to a point there wasn't enough of it, so he had to sell off to another app, which then changed the UI to their own native UI, which a lot of people on the app didn't like. And then from there, it's complicated. People were
and
mad.
It failed.
Yeah. The rest, they're trying another rebrand. They try to call themselves Huddles after Clash. And then, yeah, that's pretty much the last time we've heard of them. In short, really. However, I have heard for some reason that there is a potential comeback. But even then, I don't think many people would care because it's in the past now. Just let it go, move on, they say.
Yep. You had your shot and you blew it.
Yeah, but either way, they're still determined to come back. And
I'm sure they are. They're talent. They realize they've got a bunch of talent they signed from Vine that's irrelevant, and they need to promote it.
Yeah, they try to jump off the whole Vine train, like recreate the vibe that it once had. Like, if that's the only thing going for it, then you pretty much failed. What else do you have going besides that? That's the question.
They didn't actually have an algorithm, that's the thing. To be honest, I don't really post videos much anymore. Kind of full. I do these podcasts now and again, but I've been kind of doing Twitch streaming, but other than that, not much.
I've gotten back to posting videos again.
Cool.
Although, even though it's the same videos I've posted in the past, I've had a little twist based on discussions like this out of nowhere, just to as a way to grab engagement.
So that, like Instagram or something like that.
Yeah, that too.
I don't use TikTok. I think TikTok will probably get banned in the UK, and I hope it does. I don't think it's a good platform, but actually, do I really want it banned? Probably not.
The thing is, a lot of people rely on TikTok because a lot of TikTok creators actually get paid from creating videos on TikTok. Same can be said for the US. They're saying, don't ban TikTok. It's my living. I get paid doing videos like this on this platform. That's the main arguments they all make.
There's too many people doing weird little videos like that when they don't. So what's a revolutionary business? Robotic logistics? Warehouse, back-end warehouse, automated warehouse logistics. All right, so you've got like automated like stuff. Well, like I'm investing in this company, right? But does a bunch of basically creates robots for warehouses, right? For companies, and they basically just they basically use it for supermarket warehousing. So stuff like similar stuff to like what Amazon has for their back end warehouses, where they have like robots taking pallets and stuff like that. I'm preparing for when literally when you've got robots taking the food out to the freaking shelves, right? And replacing the stuff, right? I'm investing in companies like that can do that job effectively. Because I think companies like that are going to be the freaking future. They're going to make money. I don't think electric vehicles are going to take off. But... I don't get why every company is investing in AI. I don't think AI is that big.
Not yet, at least. Honestly, AI is going to become more widespread than we could ever expect.
Baidu. Baidu's a big AI company. Amazon's a big AI company. Alibaba Cloud. Alibaba Logistics. JD.com. JD.com. Pinduoduo, Temu. Shine's supposedly going to be IPOing later on this year. No, Shein supposedly IPOing later this year. I'm thinking I'm going to buy some shares. Because I think... let's be real here. It's a clothing company, right? Yeah. It could do extremely well. Like, it's maybe not as well as Temu, but if Shein were to acquire Temu... that would do extremely well. Temu's just flaunted on the scenes and doing extremely well. Is Sony too big?
I'd say Sony is at a very noticeable size.
They're in movies, they're in TV, they make TVs, make video games, make headsets, make radios.
They have their own television channels for some reason.
Yeah, Sony movies. Sony movies and TV. Sony Entertainment. Mm-hmm. They own Crunchyroll. They own Crunchyroll. They practically own most of the fucking Western anime. Or if they don't, they supposedly own a stake in... They supposedly own a stake in this Chinese, a 5% stake in this Chinese, basically Chinese version of YouTube, but basically just animation. It's kind of like a niche thing. It does animation, does actual videos. I think it's Bidi or something like that, or Bilibili. No, yeah, Bilibili. It's more streaming, not streaming service. Like it's kind of their equivalent to YouTube. Do you think people will still drink alcohol in the future?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good. Okay. Is Amazon a big company?
Definitely.
Should they be broken up? I've been thinking for a while now they should be broken up.
Yeah, honestly, Amazon has become so big.
I think
we hear it every single day.
There's five companies I think that should be broken up right now. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Tesla, Microsoft. Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Tesla, Berkshire Hathaway, Nvidia. Apple.
Wow. Apple so big, you said it twice.
Yes. It is too big. I'd also probably break up Elvium at Louis Vuitton, Moet Hennessy, and Kering as well. I'd break up Walmart. I'd force Walmart to spin off Sam's Club into its own separate venture.
Mm-hmm.
Its own separate company. I would force PepsiCo to spin off its cereal businesses. It's cereal business. I force Mondelez to spin off its. I'd force them to spin off its chocolate business into its own separate company. Even after Kraft spinning itself off into two companies, it's still too big. With them merging with Heinz and with them merging with Mondelez, they become too powerful. Again. I can think of the ultimate merger. I can think of one of the biggest mergers in Europe and Britain. I think if Tesco and Carrefour were to merge into one corporation, I think it would be a massive corporate. I think it would. They could actually compete with the likes of Walmart. They'd have all of Tesco's territories that they're in, and they'd also have Walmart. They'd also have freaking Carrefour's. they'd have France and then Brazil. Before they acquire that, though, I think they should Carrefour should acquire Super in should acquire Ahold Delhaize, get the Dutch territories and get the territories in Indonesia. Then you've got the freaking Middle East. You've got freaking Asia. And then you've got Asia, you've got Middle East, you've got South America. And then you've got some of the Baltics territories that they're not even in. I think that would be a monopoly, though. If those three companies were to merge into one corporation, they could compete against the likes of Walmart. Is there anything else you want to add, or is that us?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's more.
Okay.
Kleidung.
Is Monster Energy a big company?
It's not big, but is noticeable.
If I remember correctly, they've got that Coke owns them. Coke owns equity share in them.
Right then.
I've been paying attention to the whole vote Albertsons and Kroger merger. I hope it actually happens. What is it with all these companies trying to do? Oh, we need to invest in freaking. Is Pfizer a big company?
Yes. Especially during the you-know-what time, when something went off, it went off loose, and everyone had to be home for at least 2 years.
Haleon.
I remember last year, there's this girl that I knew from this college I went to.
Yes.
We went off... we start off on the wrong foot, but eventually we kind of became great friends, and I supported the shows she was at. But then the following year, she's went off to one of the biggest well-known drama schools in the world, and from there, I'd feel she might drift off to the dark side. And it's been a year since she's graduated now, and she's doing great things, which, honestly, I'm proud of her. But at what cost has she gotten her opportunities? What had she sacrificed to get where she is today?
Did she sign a contract with the devil or the Freemasons or Illuminati, probably?
I was thinking that, but however, she hasn't reached that level yet.
Oh! Jamie.
Yes?
Max has picked up the Bellator MMA rights as streamer leans into sports. Paramount should have fucking did this. But they didn't. They're going to do exactly what I said. Shove the freaking sports on the platform.
Wow. That's mad. That's a big year for everyone.
What's up? Oh, yeah.
Yes. Now you know. When people hear 2030 agenda, they think, oh, 2030 is the year it starts. No, 2030 is the year it ends. This is only the beginning of that. We have until 2030, until shaboom.
Until we've logged us in. Surprisingly, I thought they'd launch CBDC this year. They haven't yet.
Yeah, I think people are starting to wake up that there's a couple of flaws, maybe more, that digital money could do to people if they ever possess it, or if such system is implemented right now.
Restaurant brands, international, Burger King. It's not that.
It just comes. It comes to show, no matter what, if we believe something is going to affect us for the worst, we have to speak out, no matter what. We outnumber the elites 1,000 to 1.
Yes, we do.
And there's nothing they can do to stop us.
Boo-hoo.
Womp, womp.
Surprisingly, I'm actually still up money on Disney. Well, partly made a 20% return, right? I can walk away saying, oh, I bet the S&P 500 by a decent margin if Nelson doesn't get in. I hope that Nelson gets in. Oh, let's see this. On Wednesday, proxy advisory firm Egan Jonas joined institutional shareholders Shareholder Services, ISS, American Shadows vote for Peltz for a try in management to join Disney's board. Peltz is currently seeking board seats for himself and former Disney CFO Jay Rasulo. ISS Service is one of the most influential proxy advisory firms, which recommended nations earlier this month, signaled new life Peltz's campaign after Glass Lewis, another high profile firm, advised shareholders to support Disney. Room for trials to nominees for firm advised shareholders to withhold votes for current board members Maria Alamán Lagomasino and Michael B.G. Froman. In a recent report viewed by Yahoo Finance, Egan Jones said it sees very little downside and a lot of upside in putting the trial nominees on the board. The firm criticized Disney's recent financial performance, describing it as mediocre in addition to claiming the company's business model is built for the last decade but not forward-looking and flexible enough to ensure success in the next. Egan Jonas added, Disney has a desire to protect the status quo for as long as possible and at all costs, and that is apparent lack of holistic, deep or long-term succession planning serves as a sizable risk. The contact list of potential CEOs, and for that matter, CEOs, other didn't probably makes Mr. Peltz worth his cost as a board member. The firm said, more importantly, however, by electing to try and nominate investors can ensure that the board must listen to new and different ideas, one board member to promote pose and one to second. The battle continues to vote. A shareholder meeting set to place on 3rd of April will ultimately determine the board's fate. the fact that he's got a second freaking institutional investment firm wants to back him. Interesting. Interesting.
Yes.
Peltz might actually have a chance at taking Disney board seats. And we can get him on the boards, and maybe Bob Iger can get reined in.
Yes. Maybe Disney could revert back to his old ways.
Did you hear about the thing with George Lucas?
George Lucas? What has he done?
He sided with Bob Iger. Said we want making movies is not for amateurs. Supposedly that wasn't even him though. That was his fucking wife. That was Jamie Dimond and his freaking wife, and George's wife. Basically, George's wife is on the board of Goldman Sachs, right?
Goodness me.
Right? And Jamie Dimond is on the board of Disney. Or is good friends with Bob Iger. Bob Iger told Jamie Dimond, I'm getting pressure from Nelson, man. Can you maybe try and get some people to help to basically put some to slow down some themes? And he said, no problem, bro. Can you talk to George's wife? Sure, bro. So Diamond basically talks to George's wife. George's wife then convinces George Lucas to basically it's back Iger. Remember, she has power of attorney over him. He might have honestly thought the same thing. But from what I've heard, from what I've seen of him, I don't think he's the biggest fan of Iger. But she has power over her. Him being 80 years old, right? He's probably turned over his entire stake to his wife, right, to manage. And she has power of attorney over him. So basically, she probably just said, got someone to stamp the Lucas film, or someone next to Lucas, and stamp the... basically stamp the seal of approval and yes. So they also he also got Eisner to freaking back him as well. The guy that basically the guy that freaking I think it was like Roy E. Disney or something like that tried that ousted. So he's getting a guy with an actual conservative Disney or someone related to Disney to back him. He also got the daughter that basically pissed on Walt's legacy. Called him a freaking Nazi. Called him a freaking hateful man, right? Mm-hmm. She basically backed Iger. And just tell, it's the elite circle. He's committed some, I don't know what he's done, but I'm guessing he's done some type of fucking shit. Like it's money laundering to the point where it'd be catastrophic if this information gets out. They've done something very, very bad. And there's a reason why he's blocking anybody from getting on that board. You've heard about the Reedy Creek District, right? Maybe. There's supposedly a bunch of very, very corrupt shit going on in that district. Talking bribes, we're talking very bad safety, lack of any safety regulations. We're talking lack of any actual accountability. And we're also talking about the fact that they might have literally not done any safety checks on some of their parks in Florida, in Miami, Florida. Before that district was during that time with that district. That district's been around for 50, 40 years, right? Mm-hmm. And supposedly they've basically had a free will and free pass to do whatever the fuck they like there. They didn't have to get their parks checked. They didn't have to get anything. For all we know, there could have been fucking massive people that died in that park and they covered it up. But yeah. Is there anything else you want to say? Is that us?
We're done, I guess.
Okay.